Welcome to Nutra Herself. I'm your host, Amanda, and I'm a midlife stepmom who is passionate about the ins and outs of nutrition yourself. I am so excited to share my story and the stories of others who can share their inspiration because I know life is effing hard, and I get that. And so often, as women, we put ourselves last. I want this podcast to be here so you know you are not alone. And if I can help in some of your journey, bonus. Grab my hand, and together we will be the women who choose ourselves in this next journey. Let's get started. Hey, friends. I am so glad you're here. I hope you like these quick little tidbits on Thursday. I know I have fun doing them. The last few weeks, I've been coming to you with ways to hold yourself accountable. If you're like me and you're listening, I know that I love having tools and strategies to get to my goals and to get motivated. And they're just so helpful to me. So far we've talked about scheduling it, and by it, I mean scheduling things to help you get to your goal, to help motivate you, sharing it, whatever your goal or motivation is. And this week we're going to talk about tracking. I think if you track what you're doing, you're able to hold yourself accountable. And that's what this is all about, right? How can you hold yourself accountable so you actually get to your goals, so you actually become motivated, so you get the thing done? You want to do it. So how do you get it done? You can track, you know, things like if you move your body, how much water you drink, if you meditate, when you give yourself self-care, when you put in time for your side hustle, like I worked X amount of hours today. And you can write it down in a journal, you can put it in your phone, you can put it on a whiteboard, you know, whatever feels good to you. I know there's so many apps to help you track, so many apps. If you happen to hear a bell, it's because my animals use bells to go out the doors and they're wanting to go outside. But anyways, back to tracking. So whatever your goal is, what are the things that are going to push you forward, right? What are those steps that are going to push you forward? If I want to become more aware of myself, then maybe I meditate, right? And I'm going to track how much I meditate every day. Whatever it is, if I want to feel better in my body and gain some muscles, I'm going to track how many times I do strength training. Whatever it is, but just start tracking it. And I highly suggest tracking it in a way where you can see it at a glance. Like, it's good to do it every day, but you want to see it at a glance too. So you can see like your whole month or months or weeks at a glance, because then you can say, these are the days that I actually do it. These are the days that I don't. These are the days that were hard. These are the days that were easy. You can also like track your cycles. And that's kind of going along with that same line. Like if you track things, and say, I want to drink more water, and I'm going to track how much water I drink every day. I suggest doing it at a glance, but also my big suggestion is writing how you felt about it that day. And it could be as easy as putting a happy face or a frowny face. It could be like, I had a really hard day. I was super busy today. Or it'd be like, no problem, got it all done. Like, felt great. Putting that little extra spin on it helps you then see where the patterns actually are. So yeah, I am drinking these days and I am noticing this pattern with them as well. And I think that really helps. So you can also track your cycles in anything. So your body works in cycles. So you can track the days that you have energy. You can track the days you have whatever emotions, you know, again, putting happy, sad, angry faces, whatever it is. You can just put those if you want, or you can write about it more elaborately, obviously. again, how much water you drank or your cycle. And so then you can start looking at those patterns. And even if you did a couple of those, I would say start small, because small steps are always the best steps. But right now, like for me, there's different ways I track. Right now, I'm tracking my water on a water app. But in my journal, I am tracking when I'm menstruating, what that cycle is. And next to that, I am writing what my emotions are and what my energy level was, because I'm trying to find out in my cycle, what is the pattern? So I know that these are good days to go see people. These are good days to stay home. These are good days to work hard. These are good days to recover. So the more you can track it, eventually start with a small step. The more you can track everything in your life a little bit, though, you can start seeing the patterns and then using those as strengths, right? So That's what I do. I highly suggest it. So I know that tracking helps. That's why there's so many tracking apps, right? Like it definitely helps. I think it also helps knowing when the optimal times are to do things. I think it really helps to see what the patterns are. And all of that can also help you as accountable. Like there's this goal I want to hit. What am I doing? How am I tracking it? What effort am I actually putting in it? And I don't know if you're like me, but if you are, if I'm tracking something, I'm putting my mind towards it. So I am 100% more likely gonna stick with it, right? If I'm just like, oh, I think I'd like to drink more water. Yeah, I think I'll drink three of these a day, but I don't track it. I totally forget. I totally forget. I get busy. I get sidetracked. The chances of me doing it are maybe okay, but they aren't great. But if I start tracking it, then I'm like, oh, I've only had two of these. I need to chug this other one because I haven't done it yet today. So it definitely holds you accountable. So I would love to know what your goals are, what your motivation is, what you're working on, and I'd love to know what you're tracking. I would love to know how you're tracking. If there's an app that you love, if there's a certain way to do it, let me know. But my suggestions are again, do it at somewhere where you can see it at a glance and add some kind of emotion or energy level behind it as well. So, anyways, that is my quick little tracking accountability for today. I thank you so much. And as always, you are worth it. And I love you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If this resonates with you or you think someone else could benefit, please share this episode and tag me. I truly want you to grab my hand so together we will be the women who choose ourselves in this next journey. Love you.